and good morning. It is an open phone Monday, back after 4 days. Mikey, I was just telling Colin, it's, you know, it's, you know, when you're on vacation, you know, and, you know, you're maybe gone for a week or 10 days or something like that, I find that it's actually easier to go back after 10 days than I do after. Now, 4 days seems like it seems like a long weekend, but you tend to it's like you're just getting into being quote unquote off, and then you're back. now you were in on Friday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. You were in on Friday.
Yeah. I didn't get that lovely 4 day weekend like you, Steve.
Okay.
Some of us have to keep this machine running.
Well, I'm sure glad. Yeah. Sure glad you did. No, you changed the four. I usually notice that I did.
I did. I noticed.
Put a lot of forecasts in there.
You sure did.
Yeah, I was heard quite often for a while there. But I thought, you know what? Because it is strange holidays, and it was a holiday that everything about the holiday, our Thanksgiving dinner smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But still nice. It was, you know, we no black no. here's a memory. I remember the days. I remember my wife and daughters would like military maneuvers. It would be on the kitchen table, and they would have all of the ads, and then they would have, okay, we're gonna hit. The first thing we hit, let's see, store, they had all the store listings when they're open. All right, we have to stop. We have to go first to Penny's because we want to get the Mickey snow globe for the year. Yeah, because it was one of those. But anyway, but it's like a strategy. And then, yeah, we want to hit so we don't have to stand in line any more than we have to. Standing in line? Now, there were places where people were standing in line, apparently, but I don't recall. I went out on Black Friday and just sort of drove around a little bit, and I did not really see. And now there were, you know, fairly busy stores, but not busy, not Black Friday.
Yeah, everything I heard locally that it was pretty tame compared to, you know, previous years. But that's, many of the stores are designing it that way. They're kind of avoid it. It's bad press when someone gets trampled in your doorway, apparently.
Well, it's also one of those things we see the, you know, it's. I tell you what local businesses have done, and they've done it better, is do an online presence.
Yeah,
and they've done it. They've made it easier to just simply see things and buy things and do it.
Well, in this day and age, you really do need that to keep your business thriving.
Well, no, because that's exactly what you need. And you know, in-store shopping, yes, it happens. It doesn't happen as much as it used to,
especially now.
Well, and I'm thankful for that. I feel like Black Friday was slowly ruining Thanksgiving completely, because there were many Thanksgiving I went to. You would go, you'd eat the food, and then everyone would ignore each other because all the shoppers needed to start planning their attack on how to not get, you know, beaten up for a Tickle Me Elmo, you know, out at Black Friday.
Didn't have that, did you?
No. And you know, it's. Not only is it better for the customer, you know, you don't have to fight other people for these things. You don't have to stand in long lines out in the cold. You know, it's better for the companies. They don't have to staff up like crazy or have extra security.
All of these zillions of things they used to have just for Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know.
And many of these stores and stuff are offering these deals throughout the week or all weekend long.
Just try and find PlayStation 5.
Oh, it's impossible. Unless you want to pay over $1,000 for it online.
It's like, okay.
They're going faster than they can put them on the shelves.
Apparently at every GameStop in the United States was supposed to have at least two.
Well, gone.
There was a story.
Like that.
But there was a story. A woman had started camping out on Wednesday. She was number two in line. Sorry, folks, we only have one. You only have one? But it says that every single store is. Well, something tells me that somebody an employee probably got the. Had that one, the first one. What do you think?
Yeah, and my guess is if the company finds out who that person was, they're probably going to be in big trouble, too.
I would think that might be very much the case anyway. No, so it was, and, you know, it was the first time I have not Now, I used to announce it on the radio, but we stopped doing that a number of years ago. Actually, thankfully, when we used to, because I mean, it means I'm not trying to, you know, do a broadcast on KB. Doing a parade broadcast when there's not a lot of bands, it's it becomes and describing things. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah, it's
a parade's one of those things you kind of have to be there to, or at least be able to see it. You know, what the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah. No Macy's Parade.
It probably would have been, wouldn't have been as popular if you could only listen to the balloons come by.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's a big balloon.
Well, there's a balloon. It's shaped like someone.
And
you know,
see, there's Mickey, and he's a boy. His old ears are big, or yeah. There's whatever.
It loses its effect over the radio.
No, but it's you know, and I. But it was like, you know, we used to do that all the time. We broadcast the Steamboat Days Parade. We broadcast the Holiday Parade. Now, this first year that I didn't do that. But then again, it's also, let's see, first year I didn't do Rag Brian. First year I didn't do the bike races. I mean, it's like I'm all of these streaks that came to an end. And I realized we talked about this a little bit, I think, maybe it was last week or the week before, is that... The vaccines are coming out, but it's going to take a while before they get across, you know what I mean, before they get
to everyone, yeah.
Before they get to everyone, and they'll, because, and it does take two shots over a month before you're actually protected. So, but you know what, it's a whole lot better situation than we were a few months ago, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the question... The question is anything that's the question still comes out, anything that needs to be planned months in advance, how do you plan something where you can guarantee that you're going to be you maybe have a better chance now, but you really don't know. It's like you had a wedding to plan. You are having a wedding actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's not exactly the same as you'd planned, right?
Yeah, we're marrying ourselves. Legitimately, we're in the state of Colorado. You can marry yourself, and so we're not like I'm not marrying me. I'm marrying my wife soon-to-be wife.
Okay, are you both? Are you both?
But they call it self-solemnizing. So we don't need a preacher or anything there. We're going to climb to the top of a mountain, marry ourselves, and then climb on back and go on a honeymoon.
So and then you'll sign your own wedding certificate.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe you were with the Church of Universal Life or something like that. Both of you were there. Yeah.
Originally, we had one of our friends get ordained online because he was going to be the one marrying us. So, I mean, that's what he did. He got the Universal, you know, Church of Galaxy something. You know, like it's like $50 online. You can get ordained. But
now, so I mean, but you're gonna go someplace, but but it's not going to be. Yeah,
it amazes me how many people I've seen just completely disregarding all of the governor's orders, though. I still see popping up on Facebook wedding venues in our area holding complete maskless weddings against the governor's orders. So,
get those people.
I was actually in a store yesterday wearing my mask, as I always do, and it was like, most of the people did have masks on, but I'm right behind this guy, no mask. It's like, am I going to say a thing? Not a word.
Yeah. I mean, this morning I was at the gas station. I was the only person with a mask on. Six people in front of me in line. None with a mask.
I know. Is it because they just say no, or they just...
Well, I mean, it's because there's no repercussions.
Okay.
You know,
what are they going
to
do? Yeah.
It's like telling everyone to be nice to each other. Okay. All right. What if we don't?
All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean. Hope you three had a nice Thanksgiving.
Hey, we didn't. I didn't. And I don't think anyway. And thanks for the Christmas cards, okay?
I think you three have been good, haven't you?
I've been trying.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've tried to be good, but, you know. Sometimes it's hard.
I had Thanksgiving by myself since I got pretty much no family around here anyway. Basically, that I want to talk about these governors. Basically, that I think these governors are literate. They are literate about history, and they are not that smart because Like the governor in Oregon, when she said that she wanted kids to spy on their families and neighbors spy on their families. Well, guess what? That's what the Nazis did, and that's what the communists did. And also, at the same time, one, I don't know what state it was, they banned all liquor. Well, didn't we try that in the 1920s?
Dean, Kedenko, and I, let Mikey,
okay.
Mikey Jay,
yeah.
Don't know anything about history.
Let Mikey Jay have a comment.
Yeah, okay. With the whole banning the liquor thing, it was only banned for one night. They banned the sale of alcohol for one night, starting, I believe it was like 8 p.m.
On the Wednesday
before Thanksgiving, and then on Thanksgiving Day, you could go out and buy liquor. It was a way...
Yeah, but still makes my point, these governors are illiterate about if they knew history...
Well, but I think
they
it's...
They realize
but it wasn't,
that's what these governments we fought against.
But spying is different,
did.
Too. And spying... What are they spying?
Encouraging...
Asking your children to spy on your...
I read the article. I know the difference between this and what you're talking, in the Nazis is that the repercussions of this are far less than turning somebody in who's going to be killed. Okay.
Well,
this
he talked about turning people in and find them if somebody did squeal on them.
Yeah, but have you heard any? How many stories have you read about the governor sending someone to enforce that? All right, that's the thing with all these regulations. The governors say a lot of stuff, okay, but there's no enforcement of this, and a bunch
and
of legal scholars are trying to figure out if it's even legal for them to say
well,
it.
Well, they did have.
They're not based on science.
Well,
these Democrats say, "Oh, we believe in science. We think that we should live to Fauci."
What about our own governor, Dean?
Most of these they put down are not. There's not any. You look at it, and has anything to do with science.
What about our own governor?
Dean.
They'll say kids can go to school,
Wait. Dean, stop. We need to let somebody else talk.
Our own governor, who is a very big Trump supporter and has followed the Republican Party line the entire time, put in the exact same mandates as many, many other states, Democrat-held and Republican-held.
I don't see nothing wrong with wearing a mask on the store.
Okay, but what they're saying for our state is the exact same things that they're saying about these other states, Steve.
And businesses have been shut down.
When it's proof that says
schools
that
moved to online learning.
Schools online.
Inside.
All Burlington schools are online this week, yes.
Our mandate right now is almost identical to Colorado, who is a super liberal state.
On the news, 50% kids are failing being online, and Europe has their schools open, and this is going to put us far behind them, and their kids going to be better and smarter than our kids.
What's going to happen is...
It's like one woman said, I had a kid with Down syndrome. He went to school. He learned how to read. Now he's out of school for a year, and all he does is just stare, and he doesn't talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable that online schooling isn't the perfect solution and isn't the perfect way to educate.
Not every kid has a computer... Internet, Facebook.
That's true, Dean. So what do you think we should do? We should send them all to get sick? Is that what you're trying to say? That we should just ignore all this?
Actually,
but it's been shown that them just wearing masks doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Stop, Dean. Stop.
They can. They totally can. That is a rumor. That is not true.
Dean, that's not true. Let me listen. Whoa. Stop. Let me talk.
And Europe, basically, they're letting kids die.
Dean, let me talk.
All the schools in Europe are open.
Okay, you can let me talk. You did not. I haven't said a word. I just want to tell you, the schools, John Billups was on. He's a development director at Notre Dame. They are back in school now this week, but they also have parallel programming so that if students don't want to, they can use online, and teachers can teach online at any time that they need to. But not everybody is on. But here's the difference. The difference is that it's not necessarily based on anything else. We have a high positivity rate, and we have a high, it's but it's not that specifically. It has to be combined with a high absenteeism of teachers and students. That's what sends us back online. And you know what, Dean? There's no snow days. There's no snow days. Did you know that?
Of course not.
Well, and if all these,
like I said, I mean,
these kids can get the teachers sick, and then who's going to teach the kids?
I don't have a computer on the internet. And you tell me where I'm wrong about all of this. Tell me where science says that Dean Fennessy is wrong about all of this. Then I will admit I'm wrong.
Dean, I've already told you you were wrong several times here.
Nobody wants to listen to evidence.
Dean, you haven't given any evidence. You haven't given any evidence. You've made a bunch of baseless claims about how what you think. You just tried to tell me that children...
Baseless claims?
You can't get...
You tried to tell me that children can't give the coronavirus to adults. That's what you just said, and that is blatantly false.
No proof.
They do. It may be a lower infection rate, Dean. It may be a lower infection rate, but they can, and they do. They get, if they can get it from us, they can give it to us. That it's a virus. There's
basically, let me get this right. Pediatricians are liars, and they're not telling the truth.
No, I think you misunderstood something that they said, Dean. I'm not saying that whatever publication you read was a lying publication.
He's watching something.
Well, I see that highly qualified people who work with kids and pediatricians are saying this.
Everyone, Dean, no one's going to Dean, no one will disagree. Dean.
Just keep kids out of school until 2022.
No. Now, Dean, they're not doing that. They're trying to get kids back to school as much as possible. The plan is to be in school as absolutely much as you can. The only reason you aren't in school is because you have a high absentee rate of teachers and students and a high positivity rate in your specific county, your specific area. But the school is the one that counts. That's why it's school by school. Notre Dame is in full classes all week long for everybody. If the student doesn't want to be in class, they can be online. But
I know you want me to leave.
No. I got to get some news in. Okay.
But I'll make this quick. I'm glad the Supreme Court says we can worship in the church because Constitution says we can worship freely, and that's what our founding fathers fought for.
All right. Very good. Hey, Dean, that's your final word. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Constitution. We can. You know what? I think it's... hey, you know what? You can do anything you want. Just be smart. You know? Just be smart. Because... And be cautious. And, why do you think... No holiday parade. No bike races. No ragbri. No family vacation. It was all because, safety has to come first. And the last thing you want to do is have... Yeah. We're going to have a family reunion where everybody gets sick. Did you see the story or did you read about the Jewish synagogue fined $15,000. They had a mass wedding ceremony with 7,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, and nobody wore a mask.
Yep.
And guess what? 500 of them have been... 500 of them have COVID.
No.
Really?
You don't say.
I know. I'm going to blow you over. We're going to take a break for news. We've got more after this.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort. Intensity. Heart on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa travels to Illinois Saturday with pregame at 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
It's here. Black Friday every day at Menards. These amazing deals last through December 6th. Monitor your steps, distance, and calories burned with a fitness tracker watch. Only $4.99. Relax in style with a heated massage rocker recliner on sale for $249.99. Stay comfortable this season with a 54-inch electric fireplace, just $179.99. Menards Black Friday deals are good through December 6th, in-store only, while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Former Fort Madison State Senator Eugene Frazee died Friday due to COVID-19 complications. According to an obituary, he died at 3:34 p.m. Friday at Great River Medical Center in West Burlington. Frazee served as a Lee County supervisor for 7 years and served in the state legislature for 27 years, making him the longest-serving state senator in Iowa's 42nd district. A Republican candidate is hanging on to a single-digit lead in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District after a recount in a race that will help determine the size of Democrats' majority in the House of Representatives. The Iowa Press-Citizen reports that Republican Marionette Miller Meeks had just 6 more votes than Democrat Rita Hart after the recount wrapped up Saturday in Clinton County, which was the last of the district's 24 counties to report its results. A state canvassing board is expected to meet Monday, the legal deadline, to certify the results of the race in which more than 394,000 votes were cast. Public health officials in Illinois reported 57 more deaths from COVID-19 Sunday among 7,178 new confirmed and probable cases. There have been 720,144 COVID-19 cases in Illinois since the pandemic began. The state reported 62,740 tests over 24 hours with more than 10.4 million tests overall. As of Sunday, 5,858 people in Illinois were hospitalized for COVID-19, with 1,185 people in intensive care units. A grand jury has found that a deadly police shooting outside a motel in a Des Moines suburb was justified. The Des Moines Register reports that Altoona police announced late Friday that jurors reached the decision not to indict an officer or a Polk County Sheriff's deputy in the September shooting of 51-year-old Jeffrey Meyer more than 2 weeks ago. Altoona Lieutenant Alyssa Wilson, a police spokesperson, said the delay was the result of more than one public agency being involved and the need to assemble and get approval for the release of dash cam video. The video included the department's own narration of what happened, with sections sped up or obscured. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The drug company Moderna applies for emergency use approval of its coronavirus vaccine today. CEO Stefan Bancel predicts Americans at high risk and frontline workers will have vaccines available during the first quarter of next year.
Second quarter, every American who's older than 18 years of age should be able to get vaccinated.
He was on Fox Business Network. President-elect Biden has hairline fractures in his right foot.
The injury discovered in a CT scan will likely require him to wear a boot for several weeks. Biden suffered the injury on Saturday and visited an orthopedist yesterday. The president-elect will receive the presidential daily briefing today for the first time since the presidential election. He'll then meet with transition advisors.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president-elect and vice president-elect Harris have announced an inaugural committee to organize events around their swearing in January 20th. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Sunny but blustery today. We'll have a high of 34 degrees, but northwest winds at 10 to 15. We'll gust to 25. Clear and very cold tonight. A low down to 18. Diminishing winds northwest at around 5. Sunny on Tuesday, up to 38, mostly clear Tuesday night, not as cold, 22, mostly sunny Wednesday, 42, partly sunny on Thursday, 39, mostly sunny Friday, a high of 40 right now. We've got a mostly sunny sky and 25 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are mixed at the open on Wall Street this morning. It's the final trading day of the month and what's expected to be the biggest shopping day of the year, Cyber Monday. Now, Black Friday was a bust for many chains last Friday for in-person sales. It's a pandemic. But these retailers are hoping to do a lot better today. Consumers waited for what they perceive as better discounts online today. Although online last Friday, it was a record $9 billion day for retail, according to Adobe Analytics. The Dow is in the red this morning. It's still on track for its best month since 1987, though. Moderna out with final results for its Phase 3 COVID-19 vaccine trial. Data confirming the vaccine is more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19. Meantime, Dr. Fauci warning of a COVID-19 surge upon a surge in the U.S. now as millions traveled for Thanksgiving. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
This is a special message for all American men over the age of 40.
I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to.
I know plenty of guys my age that have just let it all go.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text.
Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T.
With Nugenix, I've increased my lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And guys, take it from me. She'll like it too.
Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BODY to 42424 right now. Text BODY to 42424.
Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always looking out for your tomorrow because they keep their promise to help protect what's important to you. They'll be ready for whatever tomorrow brings, finding new ways to serve their policyholders. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
COVID-19 has changed our world at the Burlington Area YMCA. But as a community benefit organization, we continue to serve, providing emergency child care, preventing senior isolation, engaging families in healthy activities, providing free weekend meals to youth in the community, and much more. It's what we do. Tuesday, December 1st, is a day to support nonprofits with a day of giving. I have never been more proud of our staff and to be a part of the YMCA. Please consider a donation today and help us through COVID-19.
When there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And welcome back on the talk show today, Mikey J. and Colin Letty. Here's truly Steve Hexum. Well, you know, we're talking about any of the ever anything and everything, and we're just talking about the fact that last week we were talking about President Trump, you know, cultivating a base. And I think that was, I'm not sure if that's the right word to use, but keeping that base together and stirring, keeping the pot stirred. I think that seems to be the I really don't think he wants to give up things. I don't think he wants to give up being president. I don't think he wants to give up not being on Air Force One. He doesn't want to give up being able to go and see anybody, you know, see the world leaders and call them, you know, names or things like that.
I don't think there's anything stopping him. He's a billionaire. He can fly an even more luxury than he's currently flying right now.
That's true.
There and were some questions to his total net worth,
being,
though.
Being a former president now, he now has an in with all of these world leaders. There's nothing stopping him from going and talking to a world leader. If, you know,
I think he can't represent
the United States while he does it.
I think that there is a
there would probably be some restrictions.
There is at least
he can't do it in a government capacity unless he's some sort of ambassador. But I mean, as we saw, Dennis Rodman spent quite a bit of time in North Korea. I don't think he was. He wasn't there on official business.
You mean?
No, he lived there for a while.
Ambassador Rodman.
Yeah, Ambassador Rodman.
He lived there for like 5 years or something.
Yeah. It's wild that I think Trump can. You know, I I see it a lot. Like, once Obama left office, there was a load of people that still followed what Obama was doing. They still listened to him. He was still giving speeches and talks and giving criticisms of what was going on.
Yeah, what's stopping Trump
in the White
House?
And he had a bunch of fans that were begging him and begging Michelle to run for president. They're begging him to retain some sort of spot where he could still have power. It's the same thing. It's Trump's base is going to start dwindling once he doesn't have the power to do stuff, unless he starts another campaign immediately to start running for 2024. And then he can get his base, try to, gin up some support for this the upcoming election. But, I mean, as the way I see it, there's going to be a lot of talk about it. Look at the last election. The whole year after the last election, it was people constantly saying, I'm with her. Hillary actually won. He's not my president. And we're seeing the exact same thing, but flipped on its head. Now all the Republicans are saying, it's not my president. I don't agree with that election. I'm never going to support that president. It's eerily similar to everything that happened 4 years ago.
Eerily similar. It's almost identical.
Well, the difference is, and we talked before we went on, the difference is that Biden has an electoral victory. So it's not just the popular vote.
Like Trump had before. The only one that matters.
Right. The only one that matters is the electoral victory.
Where it matters. So he won the electoral victory in 2016 and everyone still complained.
Well, I know, because that's when they...
Because they don't know the rules. They want the rules to be changed so they can win. That's the only... I don't like it that the popular vote didn't win. Well, that's the law. If you don't like it, vote for somebody who wants to change that law.
Well, there is a certain amount of, there's a certain number of people, and there are a lot of petitions out there and a lot of people who are working to try to basically end or eliminate the Electoral College and go to a strict popular vote. I guarantee if you did have a strict popular vote, who's going to come to Iowa? Well, not many.
That's what I think. I saw it floated a few times that, there are several states that will split up their electoral votes. They don't all go to one, whoever wins the state.
Nebraska does that, and Maine does that.
Yeah, Maine does that. And if we went to a system like that, it would still keep the electoral system in place, but it wouldn't be, all the electoral votes go to that person. It's, if that state has 10 electoral votes and one candidate won 60% of them, that candidate gets 6 electoral votes. The other one gets 4 because they won 40% of it, or whatever the numbers come out to be. That is the way it should be. It shouldn't be you get all the votes for that state, because as we saw, many of these states, even the very liberal ones, there was still a 40% of that state that voted for Donald Trump. So giving all the votes to one candidate is not representative of the people in that state.
So they should revise the Electoral
College. They should revise the Electoral College so it reflects the way the vote went in that state.
Now, if you know history, the Electoral College originally was founded basically because they didn't trust the people. And the Electoral College had the ability to overturn the people. It sounds fairly familiar to somebody who's calling delegations to the White House and says, you don't have to follow necessarily what everybody else has done. If you can set your I want to have my own electors in there. Well, who wouldn't?
I think you characterize the Electoral College in a terrible light there, saying it takes the power away from the people. I don't think
it was established to keep
the big cities from deciding what's going on in the entire country. It gives the states that people don't care about as much an equal say in the election, because you can win the big cities, but if you don't win all the if your opponent wins every other state in the middle of the country, then they win.
It also took forever, because think about it. You'd have voting that would take place on the 1st of November or first Tuesday in November. But the problem that you would have is that how are you going to get the travel and getting the information back? There's no, back in the 1790, there was no, you didn't have a telegraph. Yeah, anything was transported, any messages had to be by horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily there were only 13 states back then.
That's
so
true. That's
they
true.
Didn't have to, you know, cover the entire country.
Didn't
you know,
cover
like,
the
like they do now.
They did not. We're going to take another break. Phone lines are open at 754-1490. We'll be back right after this.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Don't want to spend too much time on this because Philadelphia is not worth a discussion. But Doug Peterson, the coach, he's being asked now, should you just bench Carson Wentz? If my quarterback doesn't have an it, doesn't have an arm, there's got to be something special for me to give you another chance or another chance. But I almost wonder if it's time for a reset.
Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
2020 has sure been a year for the record book. With every passing day comes new changes, but one thing you can always count on is our commitment to customer service here at Morning Sun Farm Implement. With customer service in mind, I'd like to tell you about Kubota's newest utility vehicle, the Sidekick RTV XG850. The Sidekick is a game changer in the utility vehicle market. With faster top speeds and its rugged durability, the Sidekick fits most people's needs. Featuring a 48-horsepower gas engine, it makes the toughest jobs a breeze. Available in black, orange, green, and camo, the Kubota Sidekick allows you to look good while performing the toughest of jobs. Stop into our Morning Sun Farm Implement showroom today and check out one of these Kubota Sidekicks and take one for a test drive. Morning Sun Farm Implement, your local farmer-owned dealership. Check out our website at msfarmimpl.com.
November is National Adoption Month. At Four Oaks Family Connections, we teach adults how to become foster and adoptive families. Throughout the process, we teach families about shared parenting and co-parenting with birth families while fostering their children. When children aren't able to be reunited with their family, they are sometimes adopted by their foster family. We celebrate those connections and successes with family adoptions. To get more information about how to become a foster and adoptive family, please go to iowafosterandadoption.org. For more information.
And good morning, and you know, without the Tom Sawyer theme without Geddy Lee is a little bit different, but anyway, that's another story. Anyway, that's yeah, you know, there's the inner rock and roll DJ of my youth and well, actually a long time I was a rock and roll DJ, but you know, it's funny how that's kind of things that stick with you, you know, hitting okay, little things, back timing, hitting the post. Never mind. I'm not going to get into in-house or in, you know, biz type stuff. I think that, frankly, we have got a city council. Since city council is going back to what they did before, call in to the city council chambers.
100% remote, and there are multiple ways to watch.
Yeah.
You can call in. There's, I'm sure it's, and it's also available on a certain.
Players Workshop is doing the countdown to Christmas for starting tomorrow. 24 days. It's sort of like a, it's sort of like an advent calendar. Though they're gonna have, there's not gonna be a candy that you eat each, but there'll be a different, vignette that will be on, not only on Facebook, their Facebook Live page, but. Also on, but also available on, they've got their own YouTube channel. So, you know, YouTube, it's amazing what's on. YouTube's got just about everything. My wife's been stuck on watching this giraffe that's going to supposedly give birth sometime. I mean, I don't know, does your wife watch anything like that? Or
No, I mean, I've had to watch it in person. She's a farm girl, so I've had to participate in many animal births. It's not my favorite thing.
Okay. For some people,
I wouldn't sit next to a computer to witness it.
I've seen, like, for some people, YouTube has just replaced television as, like, a go-to form of entertainment.
Yeah, why not? Watch something that you're interested in. You're not subject to whatever the networks are trying to shove down your throat with a fake laughter track behind it.
Well, I was looking up, you know, I wonder what kind of bike videos there are.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Millions.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, There I can't think of a place that I can't ride my bikes, and it'll show me, you know, the more sophisticated ones will show me exactly degree of degree of climb or not, or degree of sailing downhill. You don't exactly get the sailing downhill feeling, but degree of climb you can adjust for that. And anyway, yeah, you know, and it's, but I guess the other thing is I haven't been to the, you know what, and I know there's a lot of people going to the Y, but it's very, I have a very hard time, you know, justifying right now going to the Y. I mean, or any health club, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that even counts. I don't think so. But daycare would seem to be a really tough thing too to be dealing with. I'd hate to be, you know, dealing with a daycare. Right now, I'm not sure exactly how they're handling that. The hospital is overcrowded. It's overflowing right now. And nursing homes, well, I'm not even going to go there. The saddest
That's
thing,
everywhere. In
the hardest thing right now, and I think I mentioned this on the air a few weeks ago as well. I got a friend who's a minister. He's what we call a liaison and interim minister. He's the one who fills. He's sort of like a church healer, but he takes over churches when there's somebody, the pastor's left or whatever. But he said, you know, the hardest thing for him right now, hey, you can't go visit anybody. You can't give communion. You can't give final communion to anybody who's dying. There's certain things you can do remotely and there. But imagine that you've got a grandmother or a great family, you know, the family head of the family or whatever, they're dying, but you can't even go there.
Yeah, it's right. I've been hearing a lot of stories like that, you can't visit your family in the hospital. You know, if they're in the COVID unit,
Zooming is not the same.
No, it's not.
It's not the same.
That's the problem. And, you know what, to some degree, particularly we are talking, to some degree I'll agree with, not necessarily agreeing with Dean, but back, as far as the youngest children, they really do need, you know, and socialization. That's the other thing about school. Now, hopefully we'll get through this thing. And we can move on.
Well, there has been a great amount of progress in terms of getting vaccines out to the people.
Yeah, and well, I think there's number. I think what, three different companies right now that have, I think was it Moderna that was approved?
Moderna, yes, that was approved in the UK.
And so it's the issue is there's an awful lot of people that have to be vaccinated. So it's going to take some while. The good news is it's going to happen. The bad news, it's not bad news, but it just means it's going to be slow.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
And slow is what we've been doing. This has been, I'm not sure whether it's been the slowest year in history or the fastest year in history. It's been both, because it's like it accelerates and then it slows way down. Yeah.
One step forward, two steps back.
And right now, the holidays are a time to get together. I'm going to guess we probably aren't going to have a great big holiday party here. What do you think?
I'm guessing no.
No, and I think, the fact is, traditions that you have, holidays are full of traditions, and a lot of those are just, they've gone by, you know, they have to change. They have to, you have to be responsible. You have to be aware of what your surroundings are. Some people are just, you know, basically ignoring completely. They are.
I've seen quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm. And others are taking it pretty seriously. And I take it pretty seriously myself, because I really don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get COVID. And it's. In fact, it would. It's in my best interest to just be able to be here and do this here now, and doing it remotely. Well, I access unit, but I'd still have to. There's still have to be somebody here to. Now I know that we've got a way in this system we can actually control things online, I do have an online. I can set up these two screens, and I, if I could actually do, if I could actually change these things, and I'm betting that there probably is a program that would let me do that, but I'm not sure where it is or how it is. But it's, as I said, we've all had to adapt to different things. The election, we've adapted to that. I think one of the things, there's a great surprise at how many people voted or the percentage of people voting. I'm not that really surprised because it was made so easy because you didn't have to stand in line going to the polling place. If you wanted to, you could, or you could drive by, although there's some dispute over, I don't know if I can try, you know, and it was about, did you fold the ballot the right way? Did you put it in the security envelope, you know? Did you sign the ballot, you know? Well, we don't have any hanging Chad issues here. I will say that. Remember the hanging Chad?
I sure do.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it is, as we go through, what do we got, 3.5 weeks now to Christmas, is that right?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. And, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, obviously a little more subdued, a little smaller. I'm going to guess Christmas is going to be kind of like a similar.
Yeah, I would say probably pretty similar to Thanksgiving. There'll be some people traveling, but they'll probably encourage people to keep it to their own, you know, household.
How reliable are the tests now? That's the question I have.
I think it depends on the test.
Yeah, I mean, the rapid testing is getting a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a result within 30 minutes or so. They cost.
What I'm saying is that if you've got a vaccine that is 95% effective, how about a test that's 95% effective?
Well, I mean, they have very effective tests. It's just that people don't want to take a test where you get the result a couple days later. They want to know immediately.
Yeah.
And all the money is going to fund tests that show you results immediately. And a lot of the criticisms that people have about the COVID testing and the false negatives and things that they're getting. Elon Musk famously went on Twitter and complained that he got 4 COVID tests and 2 were positive and 2 were negative. And it started this whole debate online. Well, that's because the tests that they're using, the rapid testing that they're using currently, it has a proclivity to not test. It'll give you a false negative on, I think, 25% of the tests they do. That's why they swab more than once when they're using this test. They'll swab several times, okay. They'll do both your nostrils, whatnot, because the test is known sometimes it won't. It'll give you a false negative when you're actually positive.
But you're saying,
it will almost never give you a false positive if you're actually negative. So that's, they'll give you several of these tests, and if some of them come up positive and one comes up negative, they throw out the negative one, and they can figure out you're positive by that.
Well, I think, and also, are you symptom? The problem with this thing is the same problem that we've had, and that is you can be symptom free, but still passing the virus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between this and the flu, because if you have the flu, you know you have the flu.
Yeah.
Trust me.
For the most part, yeah.
Now, I haven't had the flu in a long, long time, but I do remember. And yes, but the thing is, yeah, if you're sick, you're sick with the flu. Hey, stay home. You're sick with COVID. If you're not sure you got it. And if the tests are reliable or aren't reliable, Jennifer Horn, who was on the DJV show, she had 3. She absolutely positively had COVID because she had all of the symptoms. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3 tests, all negative. None of them positive. I mean, that's not a good record for testing, is it? I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Well, maybe she didn't really have it. That's the way, I mean.
Well, she lost her sense of taste and smell.
Or she thought she did.
Well.
Placebos, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I think any doctor would tell you, if we did all the tests and it said you don't have something, you probably don't have something.
Yeah. Everybody else that was in the family with her, they all tested positive, and they had all had the same thing that yeah. she had.
Well, I can't speak to
I know
who did those tests or
gotta,
whatnot.
Gotta run. Thanks for listening.
your news and information leader for over 75 years. News Radio.